Welcome to episode 1422 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus teaches something radical about how we should speak. Listen to what he says in Matthew 5, verses 33 to 37.
Again, you have heard that it was said to the ancients, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the oaths you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
This is remarkable. Jesus is saying oaths are not necessary. Swearing by heaven or earth or your own head does not add weight to your words. It does not make them more trustworthy. All you need is simple truthfulness. Yes or no. If your word is reliable, if you are known as someone truthful, you do not need oaths. Your simple yes and no will be trusted. Anything beyond this, attempts to add weight to your words, comes from the evil one. Comes from the assumption that simple truth is not enough. Comes from the need to manipulate or deceive. Why did the practice of swearing oaths exist in the first place? Because people could not be trusted. Because simple speech was not reliable. Because people said things they did not mean. So oaths were created, elaborate swearing by sacred things, to add weight to words. To make people take their speech seriously. To create consequences for breaking their word. But Jesus sees through this. Sees that the real problem is not the absence of oaths. The real problem is the absence of integrity. The real problem is that people do not speak truthfully. If people spoke truthfully, oaths would not be necessary. If people simply said what they meant, and meant what they said, their word would be reliable. Their yes would be enough. But people do not speak truthfully. So oaths become necessary. Swearing becomes necessary. Complex vows become necessary. Jesus is calling for something deeper. Calling for a transformation of character. Calling for people to become fundamentally truthful, so that simple speech is enough. Oath-taking was a significant feature of life in the Old Testament, especially in legal, covenantal, and relational contexts. People would invoke God's name to guarantee the truth of their words or the seriousness of their commitments. For example, in Genesis 24, Abraham's servant swears an oath to find a wife for Isaac, placing his hand under Abraham's thigh as a solemn act of commitment. In 1 Samuel 14, Saul binds his army under an oath not to eat before victory, an impulsive vow that nearly costs his son Jonathan his life. In Judges 11, Jephthah makes a tragic vow to sacrifice whatever comes out of his house, demonstrating how reckless oath-making could lead to devastating consequences. Leviticus 19 verse 12 warns against swearing falsely by God's name, and Deuteronomy 6 verse 13 permits swearing by the Lord as a way of affirming truth. Oaths, then, were meant to reinforce honesty in a world where trust could not always be assumed. However, by the time of Jesus, oath-taking had become problematic because it was often used to compensate for a lack of integrity rather than to uphold it. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus critiques an elaborate system of oaths that people used to create loopholes and avoid full accountability. Instead of ensuring truthfulness, these distinctions allowed people to technically keep the letter of the law while violating its spirit. Jesus' concern is not necessarily with oaths themselves and their original purpose, but with what they reveal, a culture where ordinary speech is no longer trustworthy. If some statements require an oath to be believed, it implies that other statements are unreliable. Jesus calls his followers to a higher standard, such consistent integrity that no oath is necessary. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. In other words, he fulfills the intent behind Old Testament oath-taking by eliminating the need for it altogether. Truth should not need reinforcement through ritual. It should be evident in the character of the speaker. Jesus identifies elaborate oath-making as coming from the evil one because it reflects a fundamental distrust of simple truth, because it assumes that people cannot be trusted simply because they say something, because it requires external validation to make speech seem reliable. The evil one's speech is complex. It is layered. It requires oaths and vows and swearing. It manipulates. It tries to create the appearance of reliability without the reality of it. But Jesus calls for something different. He calls for speech that is fundamentally trustworthy because it comes from a trustworthy person. Matthew 12, verses 34 and 35.
A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
Our speech reflects that which is in our heart. If the heart is good, our speech will be good. If we are fundamentally honest, our speech will be honest. We do not need elaborate oaths. We need transformed hearts. What does it look like to practice the kind of speech Jesus is calling for? It means saying what you mean. If you are asked a question, you answer honestly. You do not hedge. You do not add caveats that undermine your point. You say what you actually believe. It means saying what you mean and standing behind it. If you say you will do something, you do it. If you say you will be somewhere, you are there. If you say you believe something, you act accordingly. It means accepting the consequences of your speech. If you say something and it turns out to be wrong, you acknowledge it. You do not try to reinterpret what you said. You do not claim you were misunderstood. You accept responsibility for your words. It means trusting simple truth is enough. You do not need to embellish to make your point. You do not need to exaggerate to be heard. You do not need to manipulate to get what you want. Simple truth, spoken clearly, is sufficient. For most of us, this kind of speech requires transformation. We are not naturally simple in our speech. We are not naturally honest. We tend to hedge, tend to exaggerate, tend to say what we think people want to hear rather than what is true. Practicing yes and no requires intention, requires pausing before we speak, requires checking ourselves. Am I saying what I actually believe? Am I being honest? Can I stand behind this word? And it requires building a reputation for truthfulness. When you consistently say what you mean and mean what you say, people begin to trust you. Your simple yes carries weight. Your simple no is respected. Psalm 15.
The one whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks truth from their heart, will never be shaken.
Those who speak truth from their heart, those who are fundamentally honest, who say what they mean and mean what they say, such people have stability. They are secure. Jesus's teaching about simple speech contrasts sharply with complex speech that we see in the world. There is the speech of politicians who say many things but commit to nothing. There is the speech of advertisers who use elaborate language to manipulate. There is the speech of liars who create complex stories to hide the truth. There is the speech of people who say what they think will benefit them, regardless of whether it is true. All of this is complex. All of this is manipulative. All of this comes from a heart that is not fundamentally honest. But Jesus calls for simplicity. He calls for speech that is straightforward, honest, reliable. There is a profound freedom in speaking simply and truthfully. When you say what you mean and mean what you say, you do not have to remember what you said. You do not have to maintain a complex story. You do not have to worry about being exposed. When you are known as someone truthful, you do not have to convince people. You do not have to elaborate. You do not have to swear oaths. Your word is trusted. When you speak simply, you do not have to calculate the effect of your words. You do not have to manipulate. You do not have to think about how to manage people's perceptions. You simply tell the truth and let it stand. This is freedom Jesus is offering. Not the burden of complex manipulation, but the lightness of simple truth. The ninth commandment forbids false witness. Jesus shows us what the fulfillment of this commandment looks like. It looks like simple, honest, reliable speech. It looks like a person whose word can be trusted. It looks like someone who says what they mean and means what they say. Father, simplify our speech. Make us people who say what we mean what we say. People who follow through on our commitments. Help us build reputations for truthfulness so our simple word is trusted. Transform our hearts so we speak simply and truthfully. May we experience the freedom that comes from simple, honest speech. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.